It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Laura Rice. A punk band from Finland is the focus of a film that's showing at South by Southwest this week. The band's also playing a gig in the South by Music Festival. The band is Pertti Kirikka's Name Day. That's an English translation. And the film is The Punk Syndrome, called that because one special thing about these band members is that they're all mentally disabled in one form or another. I'm joined by the film's director, J.P. Passi, and the boys of the band. Could you guys say your names for me?
My name is Scotty. I'm a singer.
My name's Sammy, and I'm the bass player.
So I was hoping to meet Tony and Pertti. What are they doing? Are they sleeping?
No, they're just going around with the other guys, shopping for records and things like that. So
Sammy, I know you spent some time in New York growing up, which is why you speak great English. Yeah. Is it the first time in the U.S. for everybody else?
I think, yeah, for everybody else, it's the first time in the U.S.
So what do you guys think of Texas so far?
It's big, Dad. Like every when people say it's bigger in Texas, so I think it's true.
I like movies and the Easy Riders and American Graffiti, Sunday Monday, Happy Days, and Try Baby and Trees.
So why should people come out and watch your band?
Why? Because we have a lot of fun in the gigs, and we're just a band like everybody else. But we're just four guys with a mental handicap, but we're still really good.
So some of your music is about some of the struggles of being mentally handicapped, asking for respect, dealing with a speech defect, bad food in the group homes. So what do you guys want those who listen to know about people who are mentally disabled?
We're just young guys who have the same problems, and guys who have the same problems that everybody else has. One thing that I hate about when people... They always have put stamps on me that I'm a mentally handicapped. And that's what I hate because I'm a person. My name is Sammy. I'm a 40 years old male. And I want people to look at me as a person, not as what I have. Or stop putting those stamps on everybody. So
now, JP, I don't want to forget to talk about the film also. So there's no narration in the film. There's no narrator. There's very little of the guys just talking straight to the camera and answering a question. Was that a style choice or was it kind of a necessity in working with these guys?
We didn't plan anything when we started, but it's not very usual, at least in Europe, to have, for example, narration in that kind of so-called creative documentary. And I think the scenes were so strong without anything. We didn't have to explain the things.
Now, you leave parts in the film about the guys being reminded to wash their hands after using the bathroom, or there's one point where someone has an accident in their pants. They went to the bathroom in their pants. Were you concerned about showing these embarrassing things?
Yes, but we still felt that we have to, because the guys and the caretakers of the guys, they wanted us to make as honest film as possible.
Sammy, what do you think? Is there anything that you're embarrassed about in the film, or do you like it?
Okay, embarrassed, of course. The couple of scenes when we were in Germany, when I take a little dive, and the other when my pants went out.
Well, is there anything else that the rest of you want to say? Do you want to say anything else, Sammy?
Hopefully, people here in Austin come see the gig. And we're going to have a really good night, good and fun night.
Well, thank you all, and congratulations.
Thank you all.
Bye. See you later, alligator.
The Punk Syndrome is showing this afternoon at the Alamo Ritz. Pertti Kirikka's Name Day is playing tonight at Headhunters. With KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.